Have you ever been in that situation where you're trying to make a connection with someone and it's just weird and awkward? Or have you tried to inspire or lead by example only to turn around and see that nobody's following you and you're just left there scratching your head wondering, what am I doing wrong? How come people aren't following me? Well, I found this little gem of a book that I want to share with you that has really given me some insight as to how to make leading impactful on your community. Stay tuned. Hello, and thanks for joining She Leads by Faith podcast. We are the homeschool community builders. I'm Pam Kafer, along with Molly Kitzmiller and Hannah Larson, and we are here helping homeschool leaders grow lasting community built on Christ, connection, and strong leadership.
Are you or your kids feeling isolated and discouraged even though you're in a homeschool group or co-op? Or are you homeschooling by yourself and desire a like-minded Christian community? Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to build an authentic community for your family? There are families waiting for you to answer the call. We know that the thought of starting your own group that truly meets your needs can be overwhelming. You are not alone. We are here to come alongside you.
We are three homeschool moms and co-op leaders with over 30 years of experience between us, leading thriving homeschool groups. We have answered the call to obediently step out in faith and trust God's plan. We have learned many lessons along the way, and we want to help you have a smooth journey so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're ready for lasting community built on Christ, connection, and servant leadership, this podcast is for you. Pop in your earbuds, keep your notebook handy, and be encouraged. You can do this. We are here for you.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this 10-minute tip. The book that I'm talking about today is called The Way of the Shepherd by Dr. Kevin Lehman and Bill Pentek. It's The Way of the Shepherd, 7 Secrets to Managing Productive People. And you could use this book not only for your co-op community group, you could also use it for your family. It's just really good tips on how to make your leadership personal and actually really get results. It's written kind of in a story form where a professor is agreeing to help his student get leadership skills, this person is supposedly like graduating from college, and he's getting this advice from his professor. Well, his professor owns sheep, and so he does it by taking the student out and showing him how he cares for his sheep and applying those same principles to leadership. So I'm going to just quickly go over these 7 principles, and I still highly recommend that you get the book and read through it, because all of the description and all of the explanation is all in here. But just to kind of give you an idea of what you're looking at when you get this book, and it is a super short read. I think it's under 150 pages, so you can easily read it in a day or even listen to it in a day and just have those tools to apply to your family and your community right away. So the first one is know the condition of your flock. So that's just what it says, following the status of your people as well as the status of their work and getting to know them personally. So being involved. So you have to be in the midst of your community, be in the midst of your family if you're going to be able to do this, asking questions. And I know sometimes it's difficult to relate, or if you're not a super extroverted person, even when you are an extrovert, I feel like sometimes it's just hard to engage and ask meaningful questions. So just find some questions. You can Google questions, icebreaker questions, or even just say, hey, what's the one fun thing you did this weekend, or what are you looking forward to? Just not how are you, right? Because when we ask how you doing, everybody says good, but we don't really ever find out what's going on in their world. So the first one, know the condition of your flock, ask questions, and then follow up with more questions. Just get curious about the individuals. Keep your eyes and ears open for those opportunities to ask those questions. And then when you get that information, follow through, so that if somebody tells you, hey, my mom had hip surgery, then you can follow through and ask, hey, how is your mom doing? and actually really care about what's going on in their world. This will help build that relationship between you and your flock. So the number two is to discover the shape of your sheep. So this kind of plays in when you're interviewing people to come into your community. If you do a really good interview, then you will determine between you and the person that's interviewing whether or not it's a really good fit for your community. If it's not a good fit, it's not going to be good for them or you. So knowing the shape of your flock just means that they're in the right fold and they're in the right place, being there with you. The third principle is to help your sheep identify with you. So this is building the trust with the people that you're asking to follow by modeling authenticity and integrity and compassion. So you want to set high standards of performance, but you also want to communicate your values and your mission regularly, because we forget what our mission is and we get stuck in the checking off the boxes and everything else, and then it's really easy to lose sight sometimes. So this principle is really about helping your sheep follow you, because they know that it's not just a professional relationship, it's personal. You actually care about them. The fourth one is make your pasture a safe place. I think this is a really important one as well, because how do you make your community feel safe? One of the ways that you do is by making sure that everybody feels well informed, communicating. Most of these are all about communication, but if they don't know what's going on, it will feel unsafe. People will be so distracted by the uncertainty that they won't be able to perform their tasks very well. And you just want to make sure that you're constantly refreshing your people, your teachers, your parents, or your kids. Along with that, you don't want to give problems time to fester. So you want to make sure that you nip it in the bud when there's a problem. Just deal with it. There's going to be problems, and don't be afraid of it. Just make sure that your pasture is a safe place. Number five, the staff of direction. So the flock needs to know where they're going. And so if you can get out in front of the flock and be a good leader, then that will help them feel safe, and they'll feel directed rather than coerced. They'll feel persuaded rather than coerced, and will give your people freedom to move towards you and following you. Part of this is reminding them that failing is not fatal. I love how they say failing is not fatal, because so often people will not move because they'll be afraid to fail. And you don't want people in your community afraid to move because they're afraid to fail. It's okay. We are going to fail. That's what we need to teach our people, is that we are going to fail. And when you do, we will just redirect and we'll get back up on the horse and get going. All right, number six is the rod of correction. So the rod that you use to redirect your sheep is used for three things: protection, correction, and inspection. So protection: if somebody's coming after your sheep, you need to be standing in that gap. You need to be the lightning rod as a leader and take the hit sometimes so that your sheep feel safe, just like before. Remember, your sheep need to feel safe. They need to know that you have their back. Another thing is to correct them. I know it's painful sometimes to correct people within your community, but they also need to know that you have a standard, that you believe in them, and that you're going to be there because you want the best for them. So always use discipline as a teaching opportunity. So that's the correction part. Inspection is regularly inquire about your people's progress. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily feel good, and it feels like we don't trust the people that we're trying to lead. But if we don't know, we can't help them. So that we would need to regularly inquire about our people's progress. And finally is the heart of the shepherd. It's to remember that great leadership is a lifestyle. It's not a technique. It's not something that you just put into place. It's what you actually believe. It's because you actually love and care for your community that you're going to put these things into practice. Every day you have to decide who's going to pay. Somebody's going to pay, and it's either going to be you or your community. And we know that the price that we pay as leaders is so worth it because we get to participate with God in furthering His kingdom and giving Him all of the glory. And because of that, we're obedient and we're blessed. And so hang in there, apply these principles, and I pray over your community. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, applicable, or encouraging in any way, the best way to thank us is to share it with someone who might benefit and to write a review. Here's how to do it from Apple Podcasts. Right now, exit the show you're currently in, then select the library icon on the bottom of the screen. Then select Shows. From there, click on the She Leads by Faith podcast thumbnail. Scroll down until you see Ratings and Review, then click on Write a Review, which is just below. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear how it helped.